Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Kuf Yud. We will begin on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amud, towards the end of the line, with the words Amar Rav. We are in the middle of the sugya of Korach. Actually, this week is Parsha Shlach, Tov Shin Ayin, and we're preparing ourselves for next week's Parsha's Korach, where we're going to be learning in this Daf the Inyan of Korach in great depth. A brief Hagdama. We find in Pirkei Avos that Chazal tell us that Kol Machloikis Shehi L'Shem Shemayim Soifel Iskayim, that's a Machloikis of Shammai and Hillel, and Kol Machloikis Shehi L'Shem Shemayim Ain Soifel Iskayim, that's a Machloikis between Korach V'Adosai. So the Malbim asks the question, why don't we say Machloikis Shehi L'Shem Shemayim should be Korach U'Moshe? What is Korach V'Adosai? And the answer the Malbim gives is that the proof that a machlokas is l'shem shemaim is when each side, there's at least shalom amongst the two parties. But in the case of Korach, the proof that it was shalom l'shem shemaim, that Korach had a different agenda than the various members of his team. Each one had their own agenda. The Das of Avirim had their agenda, and the 250 Kriyei Moed had their agenda. There was not unity within their own ranks. That itself was the proof that it was Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. I have one question which I have not gotten a proper answer to, and if anyone has something to share with me, please email it to grossman@ou.org. L'chora Korach, with the question that he asked Moshe, that if you have a beged of that's kulay tcheles, do you need a string, a chut of tcheles? He was trying l'chayra to say that this doesn't make sense. If you have a whole beged of tcheles, then l'chayra you should not need one chut of tcheles. He was trying to question the whole nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So l'chayra, Korach was apikoros. He was saying things of apikorsis. We learned in the first mission of Chelek that apikorsim ein lam chelek lam abo. So first of all, the question is, why isn't Korach mentioned as one of the five yechidim? There's only four yechidim that are mentioned in the mission that ein lam chelek lam abo. L'chayra Korach was challenging the whole nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu that it wasn't emes. The Rambam in the Yud Gimel Ikrim tells us that anyone who questions the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's apikorsis. And more than that, we know that the Chayza of Lublin used to say, the Zayd de Korach. He used to speak about the exalted position that Korach will have, Limoisa Mashiach. The Baal Shem Tov tells us that Tzadik, Atomer, Yifrach, the last letters of these three words are Kuf, Tzadik, Katoma Reish, and Yifrach Ches spells out Korach. So in fact, he's a Tzadik Katoma Yifrach. So my problem is, how does that jive? On the one hand, L'chayra, he challenged the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the validity of the mitzvahs that Moshe was presenting to Klal Yisrael, that it was man-made, it couldn't have come from Hashem. Apikorsis. On the other hand, we call him Tzadik Katoma Yifrach. I spoke to Rav Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Livracha's son, Rabbi Yosef Schwab, and he told me that his father said that that's Kabbalah. Ein lanu esep in the staris. He says, I don't want Korach as part of my family. That's what Rabbi Shimon Schwab said. If anyone has something to add to this, please email me. Begins the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Amar Rav, there was one character in this whole dispute that we find at the beginning of the story, and then he falls from the narrative. And the question is, what happened to him? His name is Oin Ben Peles, says Rav. Oin Ben Peles ishtei atzilasa. In the beginning, he was in the fight against Moshe. But at the end, his wife saved him. How did his wife save him? Omro lei, she said to her husband, my nafkal hamina, what are you going to gain out of this whole controversy between Korach and Moshe? Ima rabo, if Moshe wins, an talmida, so you are a Talmud. V'imar Rabbah, and if Korach wins, an Talmidah, you're again a Talmud. So you're not going to gain either way, you're not going to be in charge. On my law, so he saw the validity of her argument, and he said to his wife, my Avid, but what should I do? I got myself into this. Havi Be'etza, I was in the initial idea of challenging Moshe's leadership. Vishtaboy libada. In fact, I swore, as Rashi said, she'im yikru'uni elechimoyim, that if they call me, I swear I'm going to go. So what am I going to do? So Amro Lay, we have the Girsa Amro Lay. However, the Gra takes out the word Lay, and not that she was responding to her husband, but rather she was like thinking to herself. Amra, she said to herself, I have a strategy. Yadanu de Kula Kanishta Kadishta Ninu. I know that these are Kulam Kedoshim, as the Pasuk says, Dichsiv Ki Kol Ha'eda Kulam Kedoshim. That is what Korach, in fact, challenged Moshe with. Madua Tisnasu, why are you on top of Klal Yisrael? They're all Kedoshim. So, which Rashi says, Kulam Tsnuim Kedoshim. We know that the Sar Be'isha Erva, if I will uncover my hair, all of these Tsnuim Kedoshim, on the one hand, they rebelled against Moshe, but on the other hand, they were very hush of a people. They were Kulam Kedoshim. They would never approach a woman whose hair was uncovered. I once heard from Rav Schwab, he used to give, between Mincha Marv and Kaladas Yishurim, he used to speak on the Parsha, and he said, what in fact is the answer to Korach's challenge? Kol ha'eda kulum kedoshim. And he said that there are two kedushas in Klal Yisrael. There's a kedusha with which every Jew is born. If he has a biological Jewish mother, he is Jewish, and in that sense, Moshe was no better than any other Jew. But there's a second Kedusha, said Rav Shalom. In fact, I saw in the Stone Chumash, they bring this down from Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik Zatzal, the same idea. There's a second Kedusha, and that is what man achieves by himself. By his own initiative, there's a Kedusha besides the Etzem Kedusha Yisrael. There's the Kedusha which a person grows into. In that Kedusha, no one could rank equal to Moshe Rabbeinu. This was the answer to Korach's challenge. Anyway, getting back to Oyin Ben Peles's wife. So she said, Kol Eda Kulam Kedoshim, I know they're not going to come near. Amra Lei, she said to her husband, Tuv, Da'ana Matzil Nolach. Tuv means turn back. The Diktuk Seifrim has the word here, Tiv, sit down, and I'll save you. What did she do? Ashkite Chamra, she gave him wine to drink. Varveste, she made him intoxicated, he became shikker. Vignise Gavoy, she put him to bed inside their tent. And Oisral Bava, and she sat on the outside. The Marsha says, why did she need to make him shikker? She could have, as we're going to see in the next Amid, just uncovered her hair with her husband sitting inside. On this, the Marsha says that there was a shvu involved. If they would call out to him, he had sworn that he's going to join them. So how did she save him from the problem with the Shrua? The answer is he was shikker. He was sleeping in bed in his drunken stupor. So he didn't hear anyone calling to him. So he had no problem with the Shrua. And now how did she make sure that no one would try to bring him out of the tent? As we go to Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, the Sasarta Lamaze, she let down her hair. So Kol Da'asa, whoever came there, Chazia, saw that her hair was uncovered. Hodr, he turned around. And Adahoch V'yachi, and meanwhile, what happened until Oyin Ben Peles woke up, Ivlo Lahu, they got swallowed up, and Oyin wasn't with them, and therefore he didn't die. Rabbi Yonis Naibish Tzal says a beautiful pshat over here, that they were challenging Moshe, that they all wanted to be Kohanim. They wanted to be Kohanim Gedolim, like Aaron. So we know by Aaron there's a halacha on Yom Kippur, v'chiper ba'adoy uva'ad beisoy, v'chiper ba'ad kol Yisrael. That first there's a requirement to get kapora for yourself, but then there's a requirement to get kapora for your household. In other words, your household of the Kohen Gadol had to be one of Kedusha. When they saw that she is uncovering her hair, they said, Oyin can't be a party with our rebellion because we want to make everybody Kohanim Gedolim. Then Oyin obviously has sneeze problems in his house. He doesn't have Kedusha in his house. So Memela, they said, he's not part of us. And on this, the Mayanei Shel Torah says very beautifully that we know the Gemara in Yuma tells us that there was a lady, Kimchas, that she was zoichet to have seven children who were Kohanim Gedolim. In what schus was she zoichet? She said, Mi yomai loiro kairas besi kliyosara sai. The beams of my house never saw my braided hair uncovered. So what the wife of Oyin Ben Peles wanted to demonstrate and say, look, we have nothing to do with Kuna Gedayla, my husband and myself. And the proof is, what Kimchis is Mila, why she was Zoycha, to have seven children crowned Gedayla, that she never uncovered the braids of her hair, that the beams of her house didn't even see it. Look, I am undoing my hair in public. I'm demonstrating by doing that, that I want to have no part of, not for me, not for my children, any part of Kuna Gedayla. We are not rebelling against Moshe. Continues the Gemara, this was the tzidkis of the wife of Oyin ben Peles. Let's contrast this with Itzi de Korach, the wife of Korach. Amrolei, she said to Korach, Chazi, my covenant Moshe, look what Moshe is doing. Iyu have a malka le'achve. Iyu have a malka. He made himself into the king. Le'achve to his brother Aaron, Shav Yekan Rabbi. He made him the Kohen Gadol. Le'bnei Achoy to his nephew, Shavinu Sigani de Kohen. He made them deputy Kohanim. E is your truma. If you bring truma, Amar to have a lekayin, he says, give it to the kayin. E also meiser. If you're going to bring meiser, dishakil to aton, that this belongs to the Levium, which Korach was a Levi, you still don't get it scot free. Amar Moshe says, havu chad miyud lekayin, give truma's meiser. You have to give one of the ten to the kayin, even for meiser. So look, he's hoarding everything for himself, and then she kept on racing on. Getting her husband more and more agitated. Void, look what he did, which we had in last week's parsha, Parsha Baloischa, where the pasuk says part of the process of the Levim taking over from the Becharim was Vehaviru Sar. I'll call Besarchem that there was a razor to be taken to shave off all the hair of the Levim. Said the wife of Korach, "Voy, the guy is Leila Mizaiku. He makes you shave off your hair. Umitalalechu, and he is making sport of you. He's making fun of you. Kikufsa." Rashi says that this glal, he's treating you like dung. Why? Why is he doing this? Why does he want you to take off your hair? Because Eino Yov Mizaychu. His eye has caught onto your hair, and Rashi explains, he doesn't want you to look as handsome as he is, so he's making a fool out of you. Rashi says he's treating you like Shaitim. The fourth line of Rashi, Mesachek Bachem Ke'ilu Atem Shaitim. He's mocking you, he's making fun of you as if you're Shaitim. Oh, my law, Shakar said back to his wife, ho, iu nami kovid, but he shaved himself also. So how could you say he's only making fun of us? He did the same thing. Amrolei, she says to him, kiven de kula rebusa didei, since this is all done for his greatness, so he did it with a whole strategy of manipulation. Amar, iu nami, Thomas Nafshi and Plishtim. I don't want, this is what Karach's wife said that Moshe's strategy was, I don't want anybody to say that I'm doing it for myself and I'm trying to make fun of them, so I'll show that I'll do it to myself as well. So she takes the words of Shimshon, even though she lived before Shimshon, but the Gemara is not saying that she's quoting Shimshon. The Gemara means to say this was her strategy to say that Moshe, just like Shimshon said, I'm ready to die for Klal Yisrael as long as I take the Plishtim with me. Tomus Nafshi in Plishtim, and he brought the house down on the Plishtim, even though he died as well. So Moshe is ready, in order to make fun of you, that he'll shave his hair off as well, as long as you don't look handsome and don't have the hair on you. Now she attacked the mitzvah of Tchelas. And that medrash that says that Korach attacked Moshe with Tchelas, this was an echo, it would seem, of what his wife had started with the mitzvah of Tchelas. He told you to make Tchelas. Isal kedat tchilta cheshiva mitzvah. If you think that Tchelas is considered a mitzvah, apaglimi de tchilta, take a garment which is full of Tchelas, v'chesinu and cover l'kula mesiftach, your whole base of medrash, let every Talmud in the base of medrash get covered with a beged that is kulay Tchelas, and what Rav Chaim Sofer, in the name of Rav Nosson Adler, says is the pshat in what Korach's wife is saying here. She meant to say that if the whole beged is Tchelas, that represents the attack against the leadership of Moshe. Madua tisnasu, exactly what Korach later said to Moshe. Why do we need one string of tchelas to pater a beggar of tzitzis. If we have a whole beggar of tchelis, we don't need that one string of tchelis sticking out. The same thing. The whole, the pasuk says, kola eda kulum kedoshim. They're all a beggar of tchelis. Why do we need that one piece of tchelis sticking out? Why do we need you, Moshe, to be the leader over everybody else? So now that we have seen how Oyn ben Peles' wife saved him, and Korach's wife brought to his destruction, that's what the pasuk says in Mishlei, Chochmas Nashim Bonsa Besa. The wisdom of a woman of the Oyn ben Peles' wife built up her house. She saved her husband. Zuish the Shalom ben Peles, the Ivelis, and the foolish one, the wife of Korach, Biyada Tersena, Zuish the Shal Korach, with her own hand she will destroy it. And the Marsha says that the wife of Korach was Mekayim, this pasuk, Kipshutai, that not only did her husband die, not only did all the participants get killed, but their property, their houses got destroyed as well. So this is Ivelis Biyada Tersena, that house, that bias with her hands, she will destroy it by the bad advice that she gave to her husband. The pasuk continues that who else joined Korach? The 250 Kriye Mayed, and so the Gemara is going to discuss all the milas of the 250 who joined Korach. The pasuk states, Vayakum lufnei Moshe, va'anoshim ibnei Yisrael, chamishim usam, 250. Now, why does it say they were from the Bnei Yisrael? Because of these extra words, we learn out that it means miyuchadim shebe'eda. They were the special, prominent people of the Eda. Kriye mayed, they called for appointed times. What does this refer to? Shehayu yoydim la'aver shanim l'kvar chadashim. They were big tamil chachamim. We know that Iber shanim and chadashim is one of the most complicated areas of the Torah, and they knew how to make the mo'adim, to make the Rosh Chadashim and the Yom Tovim. They knew that entire chachma. Anshe shem, they were men of name. What does that refer to? Shehoyelam shem b'chol oilam. They weren't just known in Klal Yisrael. They were known worldwide. The Tferes Yonis and Rabbi Yonis and Ibishit says that Anshe Shem means they knew how to use the Shemus HaKadoshim, which means they were Osek in Chochmas HaEmes, Kabbalah. They knew how to use the Shem Hashem in Kabbalah. Moshe, the pasuk continues, Moshe heard something. Vayipol Alponav, he fell on his face. Mashmu Hashama, what did Moshe hear that made him fall on his face? In disbelief. So the Gemara says an unbelievable thing, and on this Gemara we have many different pshatim. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachman Rav Yoinesen, Shechashdu me'eshes ish. They suspected Moshe of living with their wives. Shenemar, Vayikanu l'Moshe b'machane. The simple pshat in Vayikanu is that they were jealous of Moshe. But here, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani is interpreting Vayikanu from the Lashon, which we find by a woman who's a Saita, that her husband gave her kinui, he warned her, don't go into hiding with this man. So the Klal Yisrael, the husbands, gave their wives kinui that they shouldn't go into a secret hiding with Moshe, because they were choshed that Moshe had relations with their wives. This is an unbelievable Gemara. We'll explain it in one moment. Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak Melamed, Kol Echad VeEchad Kinei Asishta MiMoshe. Everyone warned his wife, don't go together with Moshe. Amar, how do we see this? Because it says, Moshe Yikachas Oil. Moshe took his tent. And he went and he pitched his tent outside of the machne. So Rashi says, he didn't want to have anything to do with the machne because in the camp, all the men were suspecting that he had relations with their wives. So he said, I'm out of here. He moved his tent and he left the machne and he didn't want them to suspect him anymore. So what is the pshat in this Gemara? How could they be choshed Moshe of Eishes Ish? So the Torah Tumima says a pshat that since they were saying, you're a Balgaiva, you took the Malchus for yourself, and you gave the kuna to Aaron. So the Gemara in Saita Daf Dalet Amud Beis tells us that Gaiva brings to Arayas. So since they said Moshe had Gaiva, they were choshed him for Eishes Ish as well. The Margolius Ayam brings down from the Sefer Imre Hatzvi that since by the Egel, when they wanted their wives to give their jewelry, they didn't listen to their husbands. By the Mishkan, when Moshe asked for donations, there they gave to the Mishkan. So they saw that Moshe had more influence on their wives than they themselves had. So they said, you know what, we have a good strategy how we can get Moshe not to have any hashpa on our wives. We will make kinui. We will warn our wives not to go together with Moshe, and they'll stay away from Moshe. This way, Moshe will not have influence over our wives more than we have. Rav Schwab, in his sefer, Mayan Beis HaSheva, says a pshat and a drush. The pshat is that since the women were tzidkanias, so whenever the husbands would attack the authority of Moshe Rabbeinu, the wives would defend Moshe. So the husbands thought, oh, you know why you're defending Moshe? Because you must have some relation with Moshe. That's the pshat that he says. Now he says an unbelievable drush, Rav Schwab. We know that the pasuk says, Taira tziva lanu Moshe, my Russia kehilas Yaakov. And the Gemara tells us, al tikri my Russia, don't read the word as the inheritance, but rather me'urasa, from the Lashon erusin. When a husband is engaged to his wife, like Naira hamu'urasa. So we always look at it as a beautiful thing that Moshe gave over the Torah like a murasa. But in fact, Rav Schwab says that's what the pshat is in this Gemara, they were choshnim of Eishes Ish, means that when a relationship between a husband and a wife is one only of arusa, that means that the husband obviously doesn't know the secrets of his wife. She has not yet revealed herself to him until they get married. After the marriage, then he finds out exactly who his wife is. He gets to know the identity and the inner workings of his wife when he has a close relationship with her. So they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Taira tziva lanu Moshe, my Russia, mu Russia, all you gave us in the Torah was an outside view of the Torah. You haven't given us the secrets of the Torah. The secrets of the Torah, you have it. That's the pshat. They were chayshim of Eishes Ish, means you have a relationship with the Torah, one of an Eishes Ish. You have, that she's, the Torah is married to you. To you, the Torah is a nesua. But you know the inner workings of the Torah. But to us, you've only given over murasa. You've only given over the outer trappings of the Torah. That's the pshat. Exactly how Rav Schwab will learn that the pasuk vayaka Moshe, that the pasuk says that he pitched his tent outside of the machana, I'm not sure. But this is a very nice drash pshat that Rav Schwab says in the Taina of Eishes Ish. The Flora says that really what they meant by Eishes Ish was Masigvul. You have taken away something from us. Kahuna, Malchus. So the sharpest way that they could express the fact that Moshe had taken something away that they felt belonged to themselves was by saying they were choshed him for Eishes Ish. Continues the Gemara. Vayoko Moshe vayelech Dasan v'Avirim. Moshe went to make peace with Dasan v'Avirim. That you're not supposed to keep a machloikis going. And the Chamra V'chaya points out that even though who was right over here? Moshe was the one who was right. And yet he didn't stand on ceremony. Rashi says, V'hu atzmoi holach levatel machloikis. He didn't even send a messenger. He himself, instead of saying to Dasan v'Avirim, you come to me and we'll make peace. And in fact, he, which was correct, he was right and they were wrong. Yet Moshe was the one who by himself went over to Dasan v'Avirim and wanted to make peace. The Amar Rav, kol ha-machzik b'machloikis, whoever keeps a machloikis going, even if he's right and the other party's wrong, as we see from the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, over b'lav, he's over in a lois shenemar, v'lo yiyek karech u'adasa, a person should not be like Karech and his Eda. There is a question whether this is a lav d'oraisa or not. The Sefer Be'er Sheva tells us that the Rambam, if you look here, usually we find the small letters which indicate the Rambam. There are no small oisias here because the Rambam does not pass like this Gemara. So the Be'er Sheva says, you see that this is only on a smachta bi'alma. It's not a real loisasa. However, the Sforim bring down that even if the Rambam doesn't pass like that, but the Bahag, the Smag, and the Ramban, all paskin, that this is one of the taryag mitzvahs not to be machzik machloikis. In fact, the Chafetz Chaim in his Hagdama, where he brings down that one can be over when he speaks Lashon Hara, 17 lavin, 14 assays, and 3 aruin, 3 curses. In the 12th lav, The Chavetz Chaim says, "Ve'im u'machzik b'machloikas ayidei sipuroi." If through his lashon hara talk he keeps the argument going, over oyd alav de loyia kekarech vaydasai. He is over also on the lav. Don't be like Karech and his Eida, that they kept the machlokas going. Shehu as hara shloi lahasik b'machloikas kedeisa b'sanhedrin daf kuf yud. He brings our Gemara that we see that it's, you are over a lot. From the Chavetz Chaim, it would seem that he's not learning it's an asmachta. He learns like the Rishonim that say it is a lav deraisa. The Gilyane Ashas brings down from the Shultis that the Shultis says that if you will keep a machlokes going, you know what it's going to lead to for sure? It's going to lead to leisisnas achicha b'vavecha, that you shouldn't come to hate your friend. So the way the Gilyoni Ashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel, learns the Shultis, the Pshat is, that ain't a chinami, we could say like the Be'er Sheva, like the Rambam, that this is only on a smachta b'alma. But it's like a getter. It's a protection. If you won't be machzik machlokas, you won't come to sinna. But if you will be machzik machlokas, then you will definitely come to sinna, and sinna is definitely a los aseh midaraisa. Continues the Gemara. Rav Ashi Omar, a person who keeps a machlokas going, roi l'tzareya. It's fitting that he should get saras, ksiv hocha. It says that Hashem spoke to Moshe, it uses a peculiar word, biyad Moshe loy. He spoke in the hand of Moshe concerning Aaron, that Aaron is the Kohen Gadol, uksiv hasim, and it says by the sneh, when Moshe asked for a sign that he should share with the Bnei Yisrael, vayayim Hashem loy oid havi noyot b'chekecha, put your hand inside your bosom, and it became tzaras, and when Moshe took it out, the tzaras went away. So we make a gzeirah shava, yad yad, that just like over there, Moshe had tzaras, so too a person who is machzik b'machlokas, as Korach and his Eidah were doing, they are roid to receive tzaraas. Amar Rabbi Yosi, kol acholik amachz beis David. Whoever challenges the melucha beis David. The Rambam tells us in the 12th on Imamin that a person has to believe that the malchus of Klal Yisrael is from David. So if somebody challenges that, roi lakishe nachash, it is proper that a snake should bite him. Siv Hach, it says by Adonai Yo, by Yizbach Adonai Yo, Tzon Uvokar Mari, Im, Evan Azachalas, Adonai Yo, who in fact was David's son. But since the Malchus was supposed to go from David to Shloima, so it comes out that even Adonai Yo, being a son of David, but he's also challenging Malchus based David, because Malchus based David, Hashem wanted to go through Shloima. So it says over there that Adonai Yo sacrificed Tzon Uvokar Mari by the Evan Azachalas, that was the name of that stone, Uksiv Hasim, and it says there, in Parshas Hazinu, when Hashem tells Klal Yisrael what's going to happen if they don't listen to the Derech of Hashem, the Derech HaTorah, He's going to send Im Chamas Zoich Le'Ofer. He's going to send the venom of those who creep in the dust. And that's going to be part of the terrible unction that Klal Yisrael will receive if they don't fall in the ways of Hashem. Whether this is also a reference to the modern day Hamas, the venom of Hamas, who are, when we think of terrorists creeping in the dust, wanting to destroy Klal Yisrael, Chas v'Shalom, that we need to do tshuva, that we could stop the einish of Hamas. Amar Rav Chisda, kol acholik al rabbi, whoever argues with his rabbi, kecholik al shchina is like arguing on the shchina. Rashi says, what does it mean, cholik al rabbi? Cholik al yeshivasoi. The Marsha understands Rashi to mean that he disagrees with his rabbi's learning. However, the Be'er Sheva disagrees with the Marsha and says, he brings a Ramon in Yeridea, Simon Reish Mem Bei Sif Gimel, that a Talmud is allowed to argue with his rabbi as long as he brings proofs, solid proofs that his rabbi made a mistake. He is allowed to, we don't have a thing the Pope said. He's allowed to argue with showing a clear proof that his rabbi unfortunately made a mistake. What Cholik al Yeshivasai Rashi means is that without the express permission of his Rebbe, he's not allowed to set up a yeshiva or an organization that would take away from that his Rebbe has set up, unless he gets reshus from his Rebbe. That is what is meant. Chaylik al Rabbi, chaylik al yeshiva. How do we know it's like chaylik al shkina? Shenemar, it says, by Dosen Vaviram, the Pasuk says, Batsoisim al Hashem, that even though they were cholik with Moshe, but that was considered by Hashem as if they're arguing and against Hashem himself. Amar Rab Chama Bar Chanina, Berabbi Chanina, Kol Oisim Arivim Rabbi. We have your different lishoinus of challenging your Rebbe. First we had Cholik al Rabbi, now we have Oisim Arivim. What does Oisim Arivim mean? A quarrel. And he speaks bad, Rashi says, against his Rebbe. Whoever that does that, Ko Oisim Ashkenish Neemar, Heima Meim Arivim. We find by the Meim Arivim, even though it was only against Moshe V'Aaron, but the Pasuk says, Heima Meim Arivim, Asheravu B'nei Yisrael Es Hashem, that B'nei Yisrael are considered to be quarreling with Hashem. Amar al-Khanid bar-Papa, call al-Misraim al-Rabbi. He complains against his Rebbe. Rashi says, what does it mean, complains? It means that he says, my Rebbe is treating me too harshly, and he's like an achzor. If he says that about his Rebbe, kilu Misraim al-Shchinit, it's as if he's doing that against the Shchinit. Shenemar, lo yalein etulunai seichem, after Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael complained against Moshe, why did you take us out of Mitzrayim and you didn't give us what to eat? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're not quarreling against us, you're being Mitzrayim, kiyim al Hashem. Amar Rav Avuah, kol maharer achar Rabbi. Maharer means, Rashi says, mechapel of dvorim, which means that he puts a bad motive into his Rebbe's mind. He's choshed his Rebbe for a bad thought. As Klal Yisrael said, you took us out of Mitzrayim, lomus bamidbar. Your purpose was to bring us to a place that has no bread and water in order that we will die there. That was your motive of taking us out of Mitzrayim. So if you're Mahar, if you put such a bad motive into the thought process of your Rebbe, ki'ilu Mahar achar shchina, shenemar, vayedabar on belekim uva Moshe. It wasn't only that you're saying it against Moshe, it's also against Hashem. There's an expression in Yiddish, er is reich wie Kairach. He's as rich as Kairach. Kairach was one of the richest people in the world, but Chazal tell us that on him is said the pasuk, Oisher Shomer Labal of L'Rosai, that richness was hoarded to the owner for his bad. It came out, he had a bad result because of his richness. Because we see that it brought to his downfall. His richness brought him gaiva, and the gaiva brought him to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Rish Lakish, Zeh Oish Rish HaKarach. This refers to the richness of Karach. V'as Kol Yekum HaShem Raglayim, when the earth swallowed the Karach and his Eda, it also took all the Yekum. What does the word Yekum mean? Amar Rav Lazar, Zeh Memoyim Yishalotam. This refers to the money of a person. Shema Amir El Raglav. It makes a person, when he has money, then he feels strong on his feet. If he's an ani, he feels very weak in his standing. The Amar Rav Levi. Rav Levi is trying to describe how rich Kairach was. Masui gimel meis prades levanas hayu mafteches. The keys and the locks of Kairach was carried by 300 white mules. Some of the forces say it was literally 300. On the side, Rav Yishaya Pick brings down from the Rashbam and Pesachim that wherever the Gemara uses an expression of Shalosh Meis, it's a guzma. It's an exaggeration. It was many, but it wasn't necessarily 300. So is the sheet of the Rashbam. But what's so significant about this, that the treasure houses, the keys to the treasure houses of Kairach was carried by 300 white donkeys. Maftech shall be ignited of shall karach v'kulu. Don't think that it was very heavy metal, these locks and keys. No, v'kulu aklidei, the keys, v'kilfi, and the locks, the gilda, they were made of leather. They were very light, and yet it was required to have 300 white donkeys, white mules to carry them. Amar Rav Chama Rav Chanina, the richness of Karach came from a certain place. Gimel matmunius hitman Yosef b'Mitzrayim. Yosef, when he collected money to give out the wheat of Mitzrayim, he had three different places where he stored the money. Achas nizgalsu l'Kairach. One was found by Kairach, and he became rich from it, and that was his downfall, as we learned, Oisher Shomer Labav L'Rosai. V'achas nizgalsu l'Tuninus ben Asurius. This was the friend of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rebbe's friend, Antuninus. and he got the other one, and va'achas, the third one, genuz le'tzadikim wasulavik. That is hidden for tzadikim in the future. Explains the Ben Yoyada that Yosef's, when he amassed all the money of the world, it came from three sources. And Hashem made it bashgacha that the three different places that it came from, it would gather together and they would be stored in three different areas. So one area that it came from was people who served Avodah Zorah. So that's what Korach got. That brought its downfall. The second one was from Goyim who stole it to get that money. That's what Antoninus got. And the third came from the Chassidei Umas Olam. That is Shomer LeTzadikim La'asid Lovay. V'am Rabbi Yechanan, Korach Loimen Abulum Loimen Asrufin. We know that Korach V'Adasim were punished in three ways. Some were swallowed up, some were burnt, and some died in a magefa. So Rashi says that Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that Korach did not get swallowed up, he did not get burnt, but rather, the bottom Rashi on the right side, Ela b'magefa meis, he died in the magefa. How do we know that he wasn't swallowed or burnt? Loimen abulum dechsib. Ves kolo adam asher l'Korach, who got swallowed up? All the people with Korach, but v'loi Korach, not Korach himself. V'loimen asrufim, he wasn't burnt, dechsib. When the 250 people were burnt, but v'loy kairach and not kairach. So Rashi explains, because there were 250 machtos, the fire pans, the pasuk says, va'ato and you kairach, your fire pan, va'aron ish machtosai. So we see that Kairach's fire pan was not included in the other 250 fire pans. So therefore, there's a separation here as well. The fire only consumed the 250. It doesn't include Kairach. B'masnisa tana, however, we learned in a brisa, the opposite. Kairach minasrufin u'minabluin. He was both from those who were burnt and swallowed. As Rashi explains, his neshama was burnt, and then his guf rolled to the place where the people were swallowed, and he was swallowed there as well. How do we know that? The pasuk says, "Vativla oisem ves kairach." Now the pasuk actually goes, "Vativla oisem ves kairach b'moisa edom." So this Mandi Omar is learning that the words ve'es kairach go with the beginning of the pasuk. Vativ lo oisam ve'es kairach, that he was from the bluim. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yochanan, who learned that kairach is not mina bluim, will explain that ve'es kairach does not go on the beginning of the pasuk, vativ lo oisam, but rather it goes on the next words of the pasuk. What are the next words of the pasuk? The moisa eda. The moisa eda is referring to the magefa. As we said before, Rabbi Yochanan's sheet is that he died in the magefa. So the question is, where does the phrase ves kairach go? On the beginning of the pasuk, the bluim, or does it go on the end of the pasuk, the magefa? Minasrufin, he was also, according to this sheet, not like Rabbi Yochanan, he was minasrufin, dechsev, the eish, yotzum eish Hashem. A fire went out from Hashem. Vatoichel, and it ate up es hachamishu mesayim ish. The kairach badai, kairach was with them. Now, where do I see from this pasuk that kairach was with them? Because either from es la rabbis, Rashi says, es is marbe, so it's marbe kairach, or because the pasuk goes on to say, makrive haktairis. Why did we have to say the 250? We know from the psukim that the 250 were the ones who brought the ktairis, and the fire burnt them up. So the makrive haktairis is to be marbe kairach, who also brought a ktairis, that he is included. So this sheet holds that he was min abluim and min ha nisrafim. Amar Rava. My, this if that's which we find in pasuk in Chabakuk. Shemesh yareach amat zvulo. The Shemesh and the Yareach were standing in Zvul. Lo erchi tzechi aleichu. They will go to the light of your arrows. Melameh, this teaches us, Sha'alu Shemesh Yareach Zvul. There are seven firmaments in seven rakiyas in Shemayim. And one of them is called Rakia. That's where the Shemesh Yareach regularly are. But now they went to a different rakiya, which is called Zvul. So they went to the Zvul. Amru Lefanav, they said, Rabbi Yishlov, if you're going to punish Kairach with his rebellion, and you'll do a din for Moshe, Netze, we will come out to shine. Vim lav, but if you're not going to do loy Netze, we're not going to go out and shine. Achizork b'amchitzim, until Hashem shot arrows at them and forced them to go out. Omar lahen, Hashem said to the Shemesh Yareach, b'chvoidi loy mechisim. every day, as Rashi says, the Malchei Mizrach Ma'ariv put on their crowns and they bowed down to the sun as a god. So there you didn't protest. But when it came to the honor of Moshe, there you did. And a flesh and blood Moshe, that's when you came out to protest. What happened to me? And now, Loinafki, the sun and the moon do not go out every day, Adamachlu, until Hashem shoots those arrows, hits them, and causes them to go out. Rashi says to shot them, either as an oinish for what they did wrong, every day they are shot out with arrows, or that now they got the message, they got the musr from Hashem, and now they refuse to go out every day because people are serving the sun. And they're not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now Hashem every day has to force them because of the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go out. One of the Mefarshim explains that why is it Bedafke the sun and the moon that are going out? Because really what Kairach was doing is reenacting what happened at the beginning of creation. The Kairach was saying to Moshe, we don't want you to be the Mashpia, and we should be the Mushpa, the ones who get the Ashpa from you. We want to be Mashpiyim just like you. So the Yerech said, what happened when I said that the sun and the moon can't be the same size and we can't be kings together? So what happened? Hashem said, you make yourself smaller, the Shemesh is the Mashpia, and the Yerech is the Mushpa. So now the Yerech and the Chama said, well, if you're going to accept the Kairach's argument that everybody should be a Mashpia, so then make the Yerech back to the same size as the Shemesh. Then we should all be back to square one, all Mashpia. So that's why they refused to shine until Hashem forced them out. Dorish Rav had a drasha. Ma'arich Siv. V'im Bria Yivra Hashem U'patzah Adam Espia. If there's a Bria that Hashem will create and the earth will open up its mouth. Omer Moshe Fener HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Bria Gehenim Mutav. If there is already a creation called Gehenim Good. V'im Lav Yivra Hashem. If not, Hashem should create it. Ask the Gemara, Lamai. What do you mean that Hashem should create Gehenim? Ilein Lamivri Mamish. If you mean Mamish to make a new Bria of Gehenim. V'ayin Kol Chodesh Tachas Hashemish. Hashem doesn't make any new creations anymore. So can't be that Moshe was asking to create Gehenim if Gehenim wasn't yet a creation. Elo, avada there was Gehenim. Elo, kruve pischa. What he was saying to Hashem is, the door to Gehenim, move it over to where Kairach is with his Ada, so that when the earth opens up, they'll fall right into Gehenim. Ubnei Kairach loimesu. Rashi says, Bnei Kairach did tshuva, and they did not die. Tana, Mishum Rabbeinu Amru, Mokum Nizbatshalem B'Gehenim. A place was set up high for them in Gehenim. V'yashvu lov, they sat on it. V'amru shira, they said shira. Amru Rabbi Rechana, Zimna Chada one time, Havaka Islam Baruch, I was going on the way. Amru Liyahu Taya, a certain Arab merchant told me, Ta, come v'achvelach, and I'll show you, Beluye the Kairach, the ones who were swallowed up by in part of Kairach's Eda. Ozol, I went, Chaza, I saw a tray busy, two cracks, Davakonafik, Kitra Minayo, that smoke was coming out of the two cracks. Shokul Gavva, he took a ball, the Amra of wool shearings. Amshumai, he soaked it in water. Va'usvi, and he put it, Beresh Rumcha, on the top of a spear. Va'achlefei Hasim passed it over that, those cracks. Ichrich, although it was wet, it got burnt. Omar Li, so the Arab merchant told me, Atzis, listen closely. Ma shamat, and listen to what you can hear. Vishamis, and he heard, Davika Amri Hochi, that they were, this was the sons of Korach, Moshe v'tarasle, emes v'heim badoi. Moshe and his Torah is true, and they are liars. Now the simple pshat is they were saying on themselves, we are liars, but instead of saying it on themselves, they said they are liars. However, the Rishner Rebbe said that, you know what they said? They said, Moshe v'tarasli emes. That's all they said. And the Gemara is saying this. V'heim badoyim. They're a bunch of liars. They don't really mean it. In other words, their tshuva wasn't a real tshuva. Because if their tshuva was a real tshuva, they wouldn't be sitting on a mountain in Gehenim. They would already be in Gan Eden. So that's a proof that v'heim badoyim, that they themselves are not saying it 100% truthfully. On my lay, so the Arab merchant said to him that kol plus in yoyim, and I made a test, as Rashi explains, and I saw how often this smoke comes out of the ground, and I saw that it happens once in 30 days. Kol plus in yoyim, once in 30 days. Mahadri lehu gehenim. The gehenim brings them back to the spot, kibosr, like meat, b'toich kalachas, in a pot that's mixed over and over, they come up for this. And every 30 days, Amriyachi, they say the same words. Moshe v'Torah say Emes, v'hein badoyin. Either they say Ein badoyin, or as the Rishon who said, the Gemara is saying that they are not saying it 100% truthfully. The Mefarshim explain that in connection with what we said about the Oreich being the Mushpa, that that's why it happens every 30 days, because Korach and the B'nai Korach, they were all involved in that problem of the Oreich, that they didn't want to be a Mushpa. They wanted to be Mashpil like the sun, so that's why this revolves every 30 days like the Oreich. Continues the Gemara on the next part of the Mishnah. Dora midbar ein lam chelek l'mabo. The Dora midbar will not have a chelek l'mabo tan rabbanan. Dora midbar ein lam chelek l'mabo shenemar. But midbar zeh yitamu. In this midbar they will cease to be. V'sham yamusu, and they will die there. So we explain yitamu b'olamazeh, they will cease to be in this world. V'sham yamusu, and they will die there. B'olam abo. V'yomar, in another pasuk it says, as Rashi begins, we say it in davening. Arboim shana akud bedor. For 40 years, this door, Hamidbor, angered Hashem. And Hashem said, I made a shvua asher nishbati ba'api. I swore with my anger, im yavoyen el menuchasi. I swear they won't come to my place of menucha, which is olam abo. Who says this? On the door, Hamidbor, de'elam chelkom abo. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, so holds Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lazar Oimer, on the side, the lashon is boyin hein. They will come, lo olam abo shenemar. Isvuli chasidai. The pasuk says, "Until him gather together my chasidim, korsei brisi, those who made a covenant with me, Elizava, who brought a sacrifice." Who does this refer to? The Dor HaMidbar, because we learned in the pasuk at the end of, I think it's Parshas Mishpatim, Vayizbechu zvachim shlomim l'Hashem parim, and then it says over there, the Vayikach Moshe's Adam, this was the dam that was in the basins, he took that blood, Vayizrek al'am, he threw it on the people, Vayomer hinei dam habris, asher kores Hashem imohechem. So we see that with the Dor HaMidbar, Hashem made with that blood the bris, there to curse a brisi. So they're called chasidai. So Einachanami, they got the chidah says, how will Rabbi Elazar learn pshat in that pasuk? Yitamu boilam azev v'sham yamusu boilam haba. They're going to learn. No, yitamu is in the midbar. V'sham yamusu means they'll only have to die once. They won't have to come back as a Gilgal. They already received their kapar, their oinshim, their death in the midbar. Now already they go straight to Olam Haba. They won't have to come back on this world to go through Misa again. That's how Rabbi Elazar, according to the Chidah, is going to learn the Pasuk of Rabbi Akiva. But what's going to happen to them? Israeli Chasidei Korsei Brisi Olai Zev. Elamani Mekam Hashem Nishbati Ba'api. So what does Rabbi Elazar do with the Pasuk of Rabbi Akiva that Hashem made a Shavua? So the answer is, Ba'api Nishbati. I made a Shavua in anger. But V'chazrani Be'at Charata, as the Torah Chaim speaks out, I made a hatara on my shvua because I did it in anger. I'm going to take them into Olam Haba. Rabbi Shua ben Korcha Oimer, Loinema Pasuk Zel Keneged Doris Habam. This pasuk has nothing to do with Dor HaMidbar. This pasuk has to do with the future generations. Asvili Chasidai Elu Tzadikim Shukal Dor HaDor. This refers to the Tzadikim in every generation. Korsei Brisi, those who have cut a covenant with me. The Gro and the Ayin Yaakov take out the words Alei Zevach, because now we're explaining who these two words refer to. Korsei Brisi refer to Elu Hanani Mishal Vazariah. Shemosru Atzman L'Tarkevesh Reish. They threw themselves, as Rashi explains, because of the Bris. They threw themselves into a furnace of fire. Alei Zevach. Who does that refer to? Elu Rabbi Kivim Chaverev. Shemosru Atzman L'Shchit Al Devetar. They were ready to die because of Divrei Torah. Rav Shimon ben Ashi Oimer, Bor Amen Wolam Abo, the Dor HaMidbar will come to Olam Abo, not like Rabbi Akiva. Shenemer, Duyei Hashem, those who were redeemed from Hashem from Mitzrayim, Yashuv, and they will return, Uvo Tzion Berina, they'll come with joy into Tzion. Amar Rav Ruchan, it comes out that the only one who holds that the Dor HaMidbar will not get Olam Abo is Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Ruchan, Rabbi Yoichanan, Shafka Rabbi Akiva L'Chassidusei. Rabbi Akiva has left over his generous spirit. We find at the bottom of the Amid, we're going to find that Rabbi Akiva, in another matter, was very generous about who gets Olam Haba. But here, for some unknown reason, he was very strong against the Dor HaMidbar. Because here, I'm going to give you a pasuk that Rabbi Akiva could have darshaned, where we would be able to save the Dor HaMidbar, give them Olam Haba, Shinamar, the famous pasuk in Yirmiyah, Haloich gol v'karasi b'ozne Yerushalayim lemor. Zacharti lo chesed nurayich. Hashem says, I remember the chesed of your youth. Avas kulosayach, the love of your bridal days. Lechteich achray b'midbar b'eretz lezeru, when you followed me into a midbar which was not planted. So the Hashem says, I will remember that as a schus to Klal Yisrael. Uma acherim bor b'schus, some others will merit in the schus of the Dor HaMidbar. Hey, matzman lekol shein. So will the Dor HaMidbar not merit their own schus that they followed Hashem blindly into the Midbar? Of course they will. So that's why Rabbi Akiva should have been generous. He should have given the Dor HaMidbar Olam Haba. And in fact, we're going to see later in the Amid that he was generous in other situations. Why he wasn't generous here, we don't know, but for some reason, Rabbi Akiva was strong and tough with the Dor HaMidbar and said against all the other Tanoim that Ein Lem Chelik L'Mabo. And now we're going to see a similar thing with Aseres HaShvatim. We know in Malachim Beis, Perik Yud Ches, it says that Sancheirev brought into Golis the Aseres HaShvatim. They were punished because they didn't keep Hashem's Torah. The question is, will they ever come back? Aseres HaShvatim Einam Asidim Lachzer, they're not going to come back. So Rashi says, although we find that Yirmiyah brought them back, so Rashi says he didn't bring all of them back, he only brought some. Those who he brought back became intermingled, intermarried within the two remaining Shvatim of Yehuda and Binyamin. But we are, our mission is speaking about what about those Aseres HaShvatim who went into Golis that Yirmiyahu did not bring back. Now, in these words of Asid and Lachzer, the Pashup Shad is, they will not come back when Mashiach comes from Golis. And if that's the Pashup Shad, then it refers not only to the Aseres HaShvatim themselves, it refers to their great-grandchildren. Because who's going to be alive when it comes to the Gula? The descendants. So not only will they not come back, according to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, but their descendants won't come back as well. However, Rashi brings a pshat from Moiri Rebbe. He brings from his Rebbe that is not referring to coming back from Golis, but rather it's referring to Olam Haba. And Rashi later, at the bottom of the Amud, four lines from the bottom on the right side, he says, Istam Mefarshi Aseres HaShvatim, Eilam Chelek Olam Haba, Hainu L'mois HaMashiach. They won't get Yemois HaMashiach, they won't have Tchias HaMeisim. Why? Because Tchias HaMeisim means they'll come to Eretz Yisrael and live in Eretz Yisrael. They spoke, that's Aseres HaShvatim spoke bad about Eretz Yisrael. So just like the Meraglim were not Zoche to enter Eretz Yisrael because they spoke bad against Eretz Yisrael, the Aseres HaShvatim themselves, because they spoke bad, will not be able to have Tchias HaMeisim. Olam Haba, Olam HaNeshama still have. But they won't be able to come back. But then again, according to the Moiri V'Rebbe, Olam Haba, or according to the way Rashi at the bottom says, Olam Haba actually means Yemois HaMashiach and Tchias HaMeisim, that refers only to the Aseres HaShvatim themselves. However, their descendants, they'll have Olam Haba, they'll also have Tchias HaMeisim. It's only a punishment under Rishorim of the Aseres HaShvatim in the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. So whatever the Pshat is in Einon Asid and Lachzor, this refers to either the descendants as well, or only the Aseres HaShvatim. Shenemar, where do I learn it from? Vayashlichem al Eretz Acheres. I'll send them to one other land, which Rashi brings down. We had the Gemara before in Daf Tzadik Daled. This refers to Africa. Kayoy Mazel, like today. And that's why Rashi proves that this pasuk is speaking about the Aseres HaShvatim. Why? Because Binyamin and Yehuda, when they went into Golis, went the Kaptzei Nuyach and the Arba Kanfis Oretz. We are dispersed all over the world. Which Golis involved only being sent to one land? That is the Golis of the Aseres HaShvatim. So the Rabbi Akiva says they're compared Kayoy Mazeh. So just like today, it passes and it doesn't return. They are going to go away. They'll never return. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Again, Rabbi Akiva is tough. They don't come back. They don't get Olam Haba. That's Rabbi Akiva's sheet. The concerning, not only the Dor HaMidbar, but that's Aseres HaShvatim. Rabbi Elazar Omer, no. Like today, you know what? Just like the day becomes dark and then shines. Rashi says to Pshatim either. In the morning, it's still a little dark. By noontime, it gets light. Or at night, it's dark. The next day, it's light. Right now, it's dark for them. They're on the other side of the Sambatyon, and we don't know where they are. But in the future, it will be light for them. They will return. They'll get Olam Haba. They'll get Tchias HaMeisim. They'll they'll get Eretz, come live in Eretz Yisrael, they'll get Geula according to the sheet of Rabbi Lezer. Tana Rabbanan, Asay Eretz Yisrael, Tim Eilem Chelik Lom Abba. Shenemer Vayitchem Hashem Yalad Masem Hashem uprooted them from their land. Ba'af with anger, V'chev with fury, V'ketz of Gadol with great fury. Vayitchem Hashem Yalad Masem, what does that refer to? Ba'alam Azeh. Vayashlich Mal Eretz Acheres, what does that refer to? Lalam Abba, Divir Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda Ishkvar Akko, Amir Mishim Rabbi Shimon, Im Asem Kayom Azeh. This is what it means Kayom Azeh. If their actions are like today, and as they don't do tshuva, then Einam Chayzrim, they won't come back. Then Vav, if they do tshuva, Chayzrim, they'll come back to Eretz Yisrael, Pchis HaMesim, Olam Abba. Rabbi Yomer, Borim Heim Olam Abba, they will come to Olam Abba. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'hoya B'yom Ahu, you talk about Shofar Gadol, and Rashi finishes off the Pasuk, Uvo, Oivdim Be'eretz Asher, that refers to the Eretz HaSeres HaShvatim, V'anidochim Be'eretz Mitzrayim, that refers to the Dor HaMidbar. Comes out again, who is on the odd side? Rabbi Kiva. Everybody else says that the Dor HaMidbar and the Yaseh Shvatim will get Olam Abba and Eretz Yisrael and Chis HaMesim, etc. Amar Rabbi Ruchana, Amar Rabbi Yachin, Shafka Rabbi Kiva l'chasidusei. Rabbi Kiva left over his usual generosity. Shenemar. Because here again I have a pasuk concerning the Aseret Shvatim that Rabbi Kiva could have darshan, that they'll get everything good. Shenemar. Horoich, the pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Horoich v'karas sadvar melitzvarna, go north and read the following words, v'amarta and say, Shuva meshuva Yisrael, you wayward Yisrael. And Rashi says this means, Kol Yisrael asidim lachzer. All the Jewish people, including the Aseret Shvatim, you wayward one, come back, return no Hashem. V'loy apol pareh b'chem, I won't bring down my anger against you. Ki chosid ani no Hashem. Loy otel olam, I won't bear a grudge forever. So Rabbi Kiva could have darshan this pasuk. For some reason he didn't. Now, where do we find that Rabbi Kiva's normal way was generous? My chesedusei desanya, we learned in the Braisa. Tani b'nei rishei Yisrael, ein bo l'olam haba. A child of a son of a Rasha, Rashi explains, the Rasha himself, of course, a person who's a Rasha, he's not Bikairis, ain't boy, he's not going to come to Olam Abba. But even his child, who you would think, well, it's no fault, he was raised in his father's house, but he also won't get Olam Abba. The sheet of Ram Gamliel, Shenemar, Ki hine ayoyim bo, boyer katana, it's going to burn like a furnace. V'hoya kol zeidim choloitse risha kash, there'll be straw. V'lat fire, oysom hayoyim. Habo, Amar Shem Tzvokais. Asher lo yaziv lem shari shvanav. Not only will they die and not get Olam Abba, but even roots and branches, which Rashi says refers to the children, they won't get Olam Abba either. Shari shvanav Olam Hazeh. They won't get the roots in Olam Hazeh, v'anav, and branches, Olam Abba. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is very strict with the children of Rishoyim of Bnei Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva, Mer Boim, Olam Abba. Here Rabbi Kiva is generous. The children of Rishoyim, even if the father won't come to Olam Abba, the child will. Shenem Hashem Mipsayim Hashem. The simple pshat of Hashem watches fools. But now we interpret the word pesi to refer to a young child. Shekhen Karim B'Karach Yayam, in the islands of the sea, we call Yenuka Pasya. So here, Shemer, the young children, Hashem will guard them. He'll bring them to Olam Abba. V'Oimer, and another pasuk says, Goydu chop down Ilana the tree, V'Chavluwe and destroy it. But Baram, but Iker, the major sharoshe, roots ba'ara in the ground, shavuku leave it. In other words, the children, which the pasuk is referring to when it says the roots, leave those children. The elamah nimakayim lo yazalem sharosh va'anav. I, the pasuk says there won't be any root or branch. This does not refer to the children. It refers to the parents who are rishon. Sholei niyachlam loy mitzvah v'loy shiuri mitzvah. They won't get any schus in Olam Abba. Rashi says they'll get it all their schar for every big or little small mitzvah. They'll get it all in Olam Hazeh so that they won't have Olam Abba. Hashem will be able to push them away from Olam Abba. Dover acher shayrus du neshama. Just like a root keeps a tree up, so too what keeps a body alive, the neshama. Shayrus du neshama. The root is the neshama. Va'anaf and the branch that guf. Avok tane b'nei rishe avdi kachavim. But this is all a machlokes in the children of Rishe Yisrael. But what about the children of Rishe avdi kachavim? Divrei akor en b'olam abba. Everybody holds they won't come to Olam Abba. Rashi points out, the Gemara says only Rishei Avdei Chavim. What about Chasidei Umesoilam? So that Rashi says is a machloikis. Because Rabbi Yeshua's shita is that the Pasuk says, Yashuva Risham L'Sho'ola Kol Goyim Shcheichei Elokim. The first Magen Yomer says all goyim won't have olam haba. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Listen to the words. Only shchech elikim, those who forget Hashem, who deny Hashem, ain lem olam haba. But chassidim Am Yisraelim will have olam haba. So that's why the Gemara here bedafka says Rashi is saying bnei rishay ayv di kacham. But the children, if the father was a Rasha, then the child will not have olam haba. That everybody agrees to. And now the Gra takes out the word Rabbi Gamliel, as Rashi says, because this is a limud not only according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's even according to Rabbi Akiva. Because we're saying divrei hakol. Everybody holds over here that the children of Rishay umis olam ain lem chelek haba. Nafkale, how do I know it? The pasuk says vatabed kol zecher lamoi, that any remembrance of him, even from the children, will be lost. Itmar. Now comes a very important, fundamental Gemara. Itmar, when does a child get Olam Haba? Katan me'eim esaybo Olam Haba. When is he zarchat Olam Haba? Rab Chiyah, Rab Shimon, Bar Rabbi. There's a machloek between Rab Chiyah and Rab Shimon, the son of Rabbi. Chadam r'mishashin laylat. One says he has to at least be born. If it's child, if he's stillborn, if he's not born, he will, according to him, he will not get olam haba. V'chadomer, and one sheet that says mishah shasiper, for when he starts to talk, he has to even be older. Mandiomer mishah shenoylad. Each one has a pasuk. The one who says he has to be born, shenemer yavoyev yagidu tzikasei la'am noylad ki asa. They will tell the righteousness of Hashem what he did for a newborn nation. So we see it's dependent on noylad. The one who says from the time that he gets talks, that the speaking zera will serve Hashem. He will. Rashi explains ledor means he'll be brought back to the next generation after yisameisim, and he will get olam haba. Even if when he starts speaking, itmar ravina amar third shita mishasha nizra, from the time of conception when he's in his mother's womb already he'll get olam haba. The siv zera yavdenu, that the zera will serve Hashem. Rab Gimliel, Rab Nachman by Yitzchak amar mishasha nimel, that he first has to have a bris mila. The siv oni ani, I'm poor. In other words, my life is really has no value. Because the person died and he just had a bris mila. But goyveya, I died the misa sadikin, which is referred to, as Rashi says, gevia minoya, from my youth, nasasi emecha afuna. I carried your fear, it kept rolling on me. Your fear of Hashem was on my flesh, that I kept the bris mila on my flesh, and that itself gave me a misa sadikim, and I was zaycha to olam haba. So two interesting things over here. The Chidah brings down the name of the Zohar, that Reb Shimon says that not only from conception, but even if the wife cannot conceive, even, for example, the wife's an akara, or the wife is an old woman who can't have children, says Reb Shimon, la'olam yekayim adam mitzvahs oinim zugasoy l'shem shemayim. If he's together with his wife, he has relations with her for the fear of Hashem. Afil hi akora is kena. Even if she can't have children or she's old, einam holchem le'ibud. The zera does not go for naught. El Hashem mitzava le'malach ha'memuna. Hashem commands his angel that's appointed on this, sheyishmerim le'zera, that he should guard that seed. La'asid v'yia kol echad guf. In the future, everyone will have a body. Every one of that zera. So Ramesh Feinstein, the Tshuva, gave a chizik to a person whose wife couldn't bear children, and he said that if a person means it l'shem shemayim, even the seed that the wife did not conceive from, even that will turn into children, and la'asid lavay, they will have tchiyas ha'mesim, according to the way that the Chidah brings down from the Zohar. Now, here, from our Gemara, the Achronim bring down, that is the Makor, that a child that died before the Mila, there's a minig to make Mila on him Malin al Kivroi, the Chevra Kedisha, should make Mila before the Kvura. The Ran in Maikotin brings the Zayar that the angels in heaven are Mala child that died before his Mila. The Magali Yam brings down from Rab Nachshon Goyen that you should also give the child a name. The Beis Yosef brings from Rabbeinu Gershuni that what should the name be? Al Pisoid, the name should be Gershon. The Or Zeruah says that you should give a name to this child who died so young, Sheirachmiu min Hashemayim, you should have mercy on him from heaven, V'yichya b'tchiyas ha'mesim. And whether the child is a zocher or an akeva, by giving it a name, it will be zocher b'tchiyas ha'mesim. And finally, the Gemara says, another shita, Tana mishum meir, mishosh sheyomer amen. When the child will say, amen, then he gets all mabashanemar, pisku sharm yovai gait tzaddik. Open up the gates, let the tzaddik come, shaymer emunim. I'll take her shaymer emunim, ela sha'aymer amen. Once the child says amen, he is zoicha l'chaye ho'olam habach.